This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Minocqua Police Department would like you to be aware of card skimmers. They have received reports of fraud that may be the result of skimmers on card readers in the area, and they would like you to know that there are no confirmed card skimmers at this time. However, the Minocqua Police Department is asking the public to be aware of the possibility. A card skimmer is a small device criminals attach to ATMs, gas pumps, or store card readers. It's designed to steal your card number and your PIN without you knowing. There are several ways to check for a skimmer, including looking at the card slot or the keypad to check if they look loose, misaligned, or a different color than the rest of the machine, checking the seal, because many gas pumps have a tamper-evident seal sticker. If it's broken or looks peeled up, avoid that pump. Be sure to cover your PIN. Always shield the keypad when entering your PIN, as some skimmers do use hidden cameras. And you can always use your phone or pay inside when possible. Paying inside or using Tap to Pay does reduce risk. The Minocqua Police Department have started to contact local businesses to check their machines. If you notice a suspicious device or think you may have used one, the Minocqua Police Department asks you to please contact them at 715-356-3234 so they can check the location and document the incident. Saturday, December 13th from 10 to 2, and Sunday, December 14th from 10 to 1, there's a holiday fair in the St. Francis Church basement in Fifield. This will feature baked goods along with fudge, Christmas crafts and ornaments, gifts, new and next to new jewelry, and more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, December 13th from 10 to 2, and Sunday, December 14th from 10 to 1, over in the St. Francis Church basement in Fifield. Wisconsin lawmakers are busy this week. Savannah Tomey Olson takes us to the state capitol.
Now the question is, passage of Senate Bill 504.
It was a marathon of a day in the state Senate.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The bill's passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
They took up almost 70 bills and resolutions. Republicans' priorities included bills that ban health care for people here illegally and further legislate the definition of abortion in Wisconsin. They also voted on a measure to repeal Governor Tony Evers' 400-year veto that increased school funding. State Senator Chris Kapinga, a Republican.
The governor stepped in and did something he's never done before, and that is he changed the bill in a way that no governor in the history of the state of Wisconsin has changed. And that's very concerning for us because the legislature is where the voice of the people is supposed to take place.
As part of the Republican-authored budget, Wisconsin schools are getting increases for special education funding, but no increase in general state aid. Democrats say Republicans' priorities don't address high costs people all over the state are feeling, and that includes in our schools, where more and more districts are proposing referendums just to keep the lights on. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson.
You've decided to raise property taxes across the state, and you did it in a way where you're forcing the local school boards to make up the difference. And if anybody is watching from a local school board or anyone who is watching who's a local property taxpayer and is wondering why their property taxes continue to go up, I have three answers for you. It's the state, it's the state, it's the state.
The bill passed along party lines and now heads to the assembly. And if it passes there, Governor Tony Evers will be the one to decide whether to sign or veto that bill. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
We spoke with JoJo Baraka from Price County Public Health about some changes within the federal government relating to food benefits and resources people in need can use.
With some recent changes in the federal government, they have impacted crucial programs that aim to tackle food insecurity and other forms of insecurity in numerous families in Wisconsin, but also across the country. These families have encountered challenges regarding benefits that help them meet their basic needs. Programs such as SNAP and WIC offer vital support to families dealing with food insecurity. According to our 2023 Community Needs Assessment Survey, 14% of residents within Price County are currently facing issues related to food insecurity. Some potential resources that local individuals can kind of go towards are exploring local food pantries in the area. So within Central and Southern Price County, the food pantries that are available are St. Vincent de Paul food pantries that are located in Phillips and Catawba. And then in the northern region, we have Ruby's Pantry that's located at the Butternut School District, the Lord's Cupboard in Park Falls. For additional resources for these pantries, if you go to Price County Public Health Facebook page, there is a little flyer that is shared to provide hours of service and then also the addresses for each location.
Saturday, November 29th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., over at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua, you're invited out for a Christmas gift and craft fair. You can join them for a day of relaxing shopping, crafts, gifts, concessions, and a bake sale. There's going to be over 100 vendors expected at this popular annual craft show, and this will be hosted by the Lakeland Union High School Music Boosters. Proceeds from this event support music education programs in the Lakeland area. For craft show information, you can contact Joanne at 715-892-5114. Vendors are also reminded to not respond to online messages or posts about this event, as the only way to reserve a spot as a vendor is by calling Joanne. Once again, that's taking place Saturday, November 29th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at Lakeland Union High School. Bird flu is still active, and the DATCP is testing both animals and milk in the state. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has confirmed cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in poultry and livestock across the United States. Also known as HPAI or H5N1, there are currently 66 cases in poultry in 19 states, including Wisconsin, and one case in livestock in one state. H5N1 has not been detected in livestock in Wisconsin. Milk sampling at the farm level is mandatory. Wisconsin health officials have a goal of testing each farm approximately every month.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
An update on Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a strained groin muscle in his left leg Monday night in the Bucks' loss to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. He's expected to miss the next 1 to 2 weeks. What will they do in the meantime? Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
College football, it's the Badgers and Illinois this Saturday night. Kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium at 6:30. Carter Smith at quarterback in a year that Wisconsin has lost two others to injury.
It has been an Achilles heel. There's no doubt about it. But moving forward, we have to find consistency. We have to find depth. And some of that might be in some youth as well. And so the last few weeks of the season, that's what we got to see if we can figure out and see if we can help develop in Carter. And then we need to be able to move forward as once the season ends.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight, a little light rain, maybe even a few flurries at some point. Our low dropping into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, a few showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.